A row of seven portraits sits propped up near the whale statue in Overstreet Park in Juneau. They're all Alaska Native people who went missing in Juneau or nearby communities, and most have not yet been found or were found dead. One of them is Tracy Day. When she was 14 years old, Day ran away from home in Juneau and beelined for Mike Kinville's house in Ketchikan. Kinville's family and Day's family have been close for generations.
She had known that I was a drinker at one time, and she came looking to drink with me, and I had gotten sober since then. So I was in a position to take her in, and we started doing foster care for her.
Kinville says she stayed with the family for nearly 3 years. He says Day had a lot of charisma, that she was joyful and mischievous at the same time.
Kind of a smart aleck.
Kinville's family ended up taking care of Day's daughters, too. The older one when Day went away to nursing school, and the younger one after she went missing.
Our families are tied together really close. So that's pretty clinket, too. So, but the generational ties to back and forth together.
Before she disappeared, Kinville says Day had her ups and her downs. She struggled with substance abuse and her mental health. It's the kind of thing a lot of families experience, but don't usually talk about.
Yeah, you learn to guard your heart to a certain extent with situations as much as you can, but it's still, you still get bruised, you know, and in this case, heartbroken. It's just the heartbreak can't heal because we don't know what happened to her.
Kinville says that what makes it even harder is that before she disappeared, Day seemed like she was finally getting some stability in her life. And as he looked down that row of photos of Juno's missing again and talked about each of the families they left behind, he got choked up.
You know, I said heartbroken, but what it feels like is an ache in my soul. It's just, you know, so deep, you know, deeper than my bones, is this sense of this unresolved pain that goes on and on. And it's really difficult. My heart goes out to the families of these missing people, you know. I imagine I have their sympathy as well, but it's the other part about it that's difficult is, you know, life goes on for everybody else and things go back to normal, and that part of us is still missing.
Kinville says he's hoping the vigil will help people understand what it's like to love someone and not know what happened to them, that it's this wound that just won't close.
Can understand why it's important for a community to come together and not give up on the people who are missing and not marginalize these people. You know, what's common here is race and income bracket, I think, you know, and that's not the society that I want to live in. You know, I think we can do better than this. I hope we do.
It's a common criticism among families in Juneau whose Alaska Native relatives have gone missing, that they just don't get the attention from the community or law enforcement that other people do. Several women sang throughout the night for those who have missing and murdered Indigenous relatives.
And we are gifted a name, and it's Klatsini Shah, Strong Women.
Rhonda Butler is one of them. She says they sing to bring strength to families who are struggling from these losses.
One of our strengths is our voices. And if we don't use our voices, no one will hear. So we're here to share a couple songs with everyone here in honoring Tracy Day and all the other missing and murdered Indigenous peoples.
The temperature dropped as the sun went down, but people stuck it out. They lit candles and sheltered the flames from the wind. And then they started lighting these flying lanterns. Toward the end of the evening, as the snow started to fall more heavily, one woman said she wanted to sing a hymn for Tracy Day. And Day's twin sister, Angela, jumped up and ran over to join in. They huddled together, rocking and shivering, and they sang How Great Thou Art as the flickering light from sky lanterns faded off into the distance over Gastineau Channel. In Juneau, with help from Lindsay Brolini, I'm Rasha McChesney.
Thank you.